This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half, he's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two!
You visited here this past weekend, sounds like it went well.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
Thoughts, Derek Piper. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper. No Trevor Valise. Not sure if Isaac's coming in. We haven't had time, especially you, to worry about that because the sky is falling, as they say. The news came down, about 2 hours ago? That Kofi Coburn has declared for the NBA draft. So in case you are one of the few out there that did not know this, that was the news. He sent it out on his Instagram, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
On Instagram.
And said this. So let me set the scene real quick. 359-2255 if you want to weigh in. 217-359-2255. We've got a text or two coming in already. So go ahead and send us your thoughts. It'd be easier to text today, no calls, if that's okay. We're going to talk to Mike Claiborne from KMOX and the Cardinal broadcast team because we didn't think we'd have anything to talk about today, and Claibs is the perfect guy to visit with for about 30 minutes because he's got stories.
Yeah, and also some baseball news came out last night that they're formulating a plan to potentially play in Arizona in May, so interested to get his thoughts, but also some... I was ready to tell you about watching Cubs-Cardinals replay from a September game. The Cardinals have a huge comeback. Some random thought. Man, Tommy Edman is fast.
Man, he's fast.
Anthony Rizzo, the opposite field, is that's tough to deal with.
But you don't want to talk about that? I mean, we still
want to.
Real quick, too, happy birthday to my son, Andrew Tay. He's 13 today, and his birthday has been ruined, Kofi. Thanks a lot, Kofi. Can you at least understand the day and maybe do it tomorrow? I kid. All right, so we've got Claibs at 420. The rest of the time, we're just going to talk about Illinois basketball. There's a lot of things I want to get off my mind, and I told you as we sat down, there are so many things that I have going through my head right now. I listened to half of your podcast with Jeremy, and he covered a lot of the questions that I had for you as well, but there are so many things, and I'm sure that they're going to go out of order here, but a couple of things, you know, is like, okay, why, Kofi? Number two, where are you going to get drafted if he goes? Number three, what does this do to this Illinois team if both Io and Kofi, okay, hear me out here. If Io and Kofi both leave, what does it do to this team without them, Allen, Tev, Kipper, and Andres Feliz?
Wow.
And I went out of order there, obviously, with importance. And then number two, what if both Io and Kofi come back? Then you're incredibly jacked up for this season. Number three would be, what if one of them comes back? And that's where I want to explore some of those topics. So I'm going to ask you first, why? Why is Kofi doing this? And I know there's positive reasons. So I'm not like on a cliff right now about ready to jump off going, Derek, why? But why would he do it? And give me the good and the bad as to why.
Yeah, from his standpoint, there's little to no downside with the way he's looking at it. And I know that he didn't say this in his announcement, and that maybe would have taken away some of the angst from Illini fans if in his written release said, I'm leaving open the possibility of coming back. I'm going to test the waters. He said essentially a goodbye.
He did.
He didn't say that I'm signing with an agent.
Okay.
For sure gone, not coming back to Illinois. But he thanked people as if that was the end. I know that that's essentially the standard of what a lot of other prospects typically do. I've been told that he is leaving the option open, the possibility open. So you can sign with an agent, but there are NCAA-approved agents. as long as he doesn't deal with those that are not approved or accept anything that then would mess with his eligibility. But this provides him an opportunity to get feedback from the NBA, which you can do without even declaring. Io did not declare from the NBA last year, but still was able to request feedback from scouts, and here's what teams are saying, and this is where you're slotted. So the uncertainty of no combine right now,
right?
And you're not going to have a combine until the NBA season's over, I don't think.
I don't either.
I guess maybe you could, because it was usually in April, and, and it would still be going on. But right now, that's at a standstill. There's going to be no draft until the season is over, is what I should have said.
Right.
And so that part makes it interesting. But I guess the only negative would be, again, if you put yourself in a situation where you or someone in your camp were to explore the wrong avenues.
Right.
But right now, as it stands, leaving that open, it makes some sense for someone that had that much success, was the Big Ten freshman of the year, had some really, really great moments. It's just the fit in the NBA is intriguing, and there's just so much more you can tap into, as we talked to Orlando Antigua last week, as we talked to Sam Vecenie a couple weeks ago about his draft stock.
We're going
to
hear that again before the show's out. We'll let you hear what Sam Vecenie said that day.
So much more room for Kofi to get better if he were to return.
There's so many things going through my head. Like, I sit here and I think to myself, like, as a world right now, we're panicked. Correct, with this COVID-19, we don't know what's going on, not only for your life or your health, but also for the economy. I mean, I feel like I feel like almost half the world is fearful for their life. There's the other half of the world that's fearful for their job and just living, just being able to buy food. So in the midst of all that, here comes this news. And we've talked about it, and I said it the very first day that everything started to break on this COVID-19. It's okay to be upset about a sports story. I know we understand that Kofi's news is nothing even remotely comparable to what's going on in the world right now, what's going on in the country, what's going on in your house right now.
Yep.
But I think it's okay that we still live and we still react as we would. So I thought to myself today, playing catch with Andrew, if this with this COVID-19 going on, and we're all at wit's end anyway, and then we get this news with Kofi, but I'm going to be frank with you. I think if the world was still rolling along 100% before this virus hit, we would still be panicked right now as Illinois fans, because you're looking at a perilous situation here where you're going to lose not only Felice, but you're going to lose Io. And you could possibly lose Kofi. I mean, in other words, you could possibly lose Io and Kofi. So the other thing that came through my mind today, Derek, and I'll let you explore this. And again, we're going to talk all day about this, minus our talk with Mike Claiborne coming up. And we can ask Mike about that. The fact that the world is changing now with athletes, being able to transfer, leaving school early. Mike's old school, man. He remembers guys coming in. You couldn't even play as freshmen. And then you had to play. You know, most of the guys played to their senior year, and then they left. You didn't have a lot of overseas guys coming over in the NBA draft, et cetera. But the other thing I thought of today, which is strange, you have two players on Illinois right now with Io and Kofi that it's almost a weird predicament. Neither one are automatic to go in the NBA draft. I think Io is more automatic to go in the draft because he's been projected.
Picked, yes,
mm-hmm. To actually get picked. Neither one of these guys are lottery picks. Neither one of these guys are probably first-round picks. And yet, both of the guys are good enough to maybe go in the NBA draft. So with both prospects right now in the NBA draft, for Illinois fans, you're sitting here and there's part of you saying, guys, you might not even get drafted. Come back. And it's all right to think that, because we don't know what's going to happen with both those guys. They could both declare and not get drafted.
True.
It's just a weird thing.
The different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, they're right in the middle of it.
They are, where if, say there's, and again, you would trade anything for that NCAA tournament that you missed out on.
Amen.
But for that not to happen, and if there is no combine, maybe all of a sudden Io's back, and you're even better than you were last year, and Kofi decides, okay, I got my feedback. They say I need another year at least. I would be lucky to even go in the second round.
Right.
And you have those guys that, where Kofi, it's a fit in the NBA. And we even talked about Io, where
yep.
There are some people who question, is Io a lead guard? Is Io an off guard? Does Io shoot the three well enough? Well, he does these things great, but some of the other weaknesses, where if it was a surefire and see Io, maybe it turns out for the better. But right. also, there's the, and let's be honest, and we sometimes try to stray away from this, but the it's so Illinois. Of course, it happens to Illinois.
It's true.
The year that you make it to the tournament, there is no tournament. And then also, you mentioned with just expectations and the news and the reality of the world now is you're conditioned almost to expect the worst.
Yes.
Like you would say
you
to
totally
yourself,
are.
There's, okay, things can get bad, but there's you're never going to take March Madness away from me.
Oh, no.
Okay. Alan Griffin has no reason to leave. Even if Io goes, yep. all the opportunity in the world is in front of him. Alan Griffin's gone.
There's no basement to the despair right now. As an Illinois fan, it seems. I mean, it can get lower. And right when we thought with that other regime led by Mike Thomas, we think, though, seriously, it did get about as low as it could get. But right now, the news of you're on the cusp of becoming so good as a program, or at least back to where you are one of the better programs in the Big Ten and one of the top 30 or 35 in the country, and now all of a sudden this. But basically, to my point is, Here's what I want to happen, and here's what I don't want to happen, if this is going to happen, all right? What I want to happen is Io and Kofi, if they're going to declare and they're going to end up staying in the draft, I want them to each get drafted and within 3 years be at least a part of an NBA team. That's what I want, right?
Yeah.
What I don't want and what would really make me mad is if both of these guys declare, don't get drafted or get drafted late, and in 3 years they're playing in Portugal and France. Because then that is an absolute lose-lose for Illinois. I mean, now they'd still be making money, and I'm being selfish here, right? So I'm taking the players out of the pick. But if, as an Illinois fan, you want to continue to see success of your guys going to the NBA like a Myers Leonard, you want to see that because it helps your program. But if neither guy makes an impact in the NBA, and yet they made the wrong decision, essentially, maybe about coming back. That's the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah, we use the example of Tony Carr for Io.
Exactly.
And where he got drafted, wasn't guaranteed a contract, ended up overseas, which then again, now here's another factor. How many guys are going overseas this upcoming season? Given the current
Good
environment,
call.
We don't know.
Never thought of that.
And so if Tony Carr might potentially be the downside comp for Io, what if Kofi's Diamond Stone? Diamond Stone was at Maryland, had a really good year. I think Diamond ended up getting drafted, but who in the world has heard of Diamond Stone in the last 2 or 3 years?
Great call.
Ever since then.
Yep.
And that's what you don't want to see happen with Kofi, which again, he could find a way to make money, have a career, even if it was outside of the NBA, if it was outside of the G League.
Sure.
And if he's providing for his family and he's bettering his life, then that's something that maybe he's going to decide to do. At the same time, the opportunity for both of those guys is there to come back, improve the stock, solidify that, okay, I'm going to get drafted and I'm going to actually stick in the NBA. I think that's on the table for both of them.
I totally agree. It's an interesting thing that we're going to watch play out. June 3rd is the key date with regards to knowing whether or not they're staying in the draft.
For now.
And of course, Io has not said yet whether he's declaring or not. We all just assume that he will, but we don't know yet that Io will. So this will be interesting as we go along. And
would Io be put, and Jeremy posed this question to me on the podcast, would Io be pushed now if he was in limbo and saying, okay, now that there's no combine and all of this is so uncertain and we have enough pieces back, maybe I'd just say, screw it, I'm going back to school and not even declaring.
Maybe.
But then his big man says, I'm declaring. He's like, okay, I'm going to declare too.
Well, that's the thing.
Not saying that's how it's going to happen.
No, but I could see that. I mean, if you're Io, part of the reason you'd come back is you got Kofi underneath. And you saw what Kofi meant to that defense and offense and how it helps Io's game, no doubt. That's a great point. That is a great point. There's a lot to tackle with this. We're going to take your questions, 359-2255. Keep sending them in. I know a lot of people are saying, you know, if these two leave, I mean, the momentum's completely gone. Whatever momentum you built, I think that would mean you would have lost four of your top five scorers, if I'm correct, in terms of Allen, Andres Feliz, Kofi, and Io. You will have lost, is that right? Yeah, four of your top five. Trent would be the other. And on a team that didn't make the NCAA tournament because we didn't have one.
You also would have lost your top, in terms of Big Ten play, would have lost your top four rebounders.
Oh, my God.
So a team that not only was it key, of course, having Io, the scorer, the late-game killer, Kofi, the interior, force to score. A big part of Illinois winning games was owning the glass.
Yep.
And you go from being one of the worst defensive rebounding teams in the country the year prior, bringing Kofi, he's a big factor there, but you lose your top four rebounders, and then your down low situation is Georgie and Jermaine Hamlin.
Oh, boy. And you'd have to get a fifth-year guy because now all of a sudden you'd have plenty of scholarships.
Yeah, you'd be on the phone with Matt Harms.
Yeah, big time. And you know the other thing I thought about today, the rich get richer. How about Michigan State? And I know this isn't fair because they've lost a lot of guys after a freshman or sophomore year. But the rich get richer. Cassius Winston played 4 years there. Xavier Tillman played three. And, you know, even guys like Jalen Smith, old Stick Smith, played 2 years. It seems like a lot of big men go back, come back that second year for development, and then they explore.
Bruno Fernando did that in Maryland.
Exactly. So we can cross our fingers, we can hope. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, Mike Claiborne, and then I promise the rest of the show we're going to hit more on Kofi, Io, and then I want to ask you, if they both leave, what does Illinois look like? What does it look like, and what will Brad and the staff have to do to make sure that this team is competitive to the point where they can maybe make a tournament? We're back. It's The Drive.
There will be parties again soon and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, we're without interns today. We're doing our own thing, which means I got extended conversation with Mike Claiborne, my friend. How are you, Mike? Are you there, Mike? I know it's something I'm doing wrong. Mike, are you there? Mr. Claibs, how about now? Mike? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We'll call Mike back. That's my apologies.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah! David Freeze has just sent us in the game number 7.
Relive the 2011 Cardinal season one more time.
Hey,
hear every pitch, every hit of every game of Cardinals baseball from August 25th against the Pirates through Game 7 of the 2011 World Series.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
The 2011 Cardinals World Series replay every day on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Oh, yeah! David Freeze has just sent us in the game number 7.
It's the Cardinals Classic. Relive some of your favorite Cardinal games from 2011. Monday through Friday at 6:15, Saturdays at 6, Sundays at noon.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
Right here on ESPN 93.5.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one. To provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road. but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481, or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Okay, this may have been operating error, Derek.
It's okay.
It's pretty simple. Mike Claiborne, are you there? Mike, do I have you? Mr. Claibs, are you there, buddy? We're going to keep trying this till we get him. Mike, you there?
Man.
Mike.
Someone's messing with us.
Somebody is messing with us. I don't know what's going on. I can hear Mike. We can hear him, but he can't hear us. Mr. Claibs, are you there? Mike, are you there? Mike, are you there?
Peek behind the old radio curtain.
Yeah, we're going to do this one more time. I'm going to take one more break, and we're going to figure this out. It is The Drive.
Hickory River Smokehouse is open with drive-thru, catering, and delivery. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef brisket, pork loin, turkey breast, and chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with hickory smoke for juicy award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for 25 years. You can count on Hickory River. Visit the drive-thru or call your location for delivery.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Hey kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids, where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
When you go to the dentist, do you want the less expensive guy? Or the one who knows how to best take care of your teeth? How about the mechanic for less?
That'll do.
Of course not. Just because you can find a service for less doesn't mean it's the best deal. The same is true for moving. You want a quality, stress-free move with professional, experienced movers, you should call Two Men in a Truck. Find out why they are the movers who care. TwoMenChampaign.com. That's a smart move.
Rescue workers face death every day, and far too often their families lose them while they're helping you on the road. When you see emergency lights flashing, you must slow down and move over to the far lane. That includes red, blue, and orange lights. If you hit someone on the road, you'll be charged with a felony. That means jail time. Help us keep our families safe when we're out helping yours. When the lights are flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Brought to you by Tapman's Towing.
Pretty good, man. How are you?
The drive. We're going to do it one more time. One more time. Mike, are you there?
I am here.
Yes.
And it may have been an issue on my end, so I just got off of my mixer, and I'm just on the phone. So how are you?
I'm doing well, buddy. I apologize for that. You're too big of a star for us to be happening with Mike Claiborne.
No. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. After this coronavirus, we all found out where we line up in the solar system.
Oh,
all right? So there
man.
Are no stars. Trust me.
I have seen a lot of your tweets, Mike, and this is unprecedented. And obviously somebody like you that has done so much in the sports world, in this business, I mean, this is just a crazy thing that we're looking at as a world, and not only for our health and safety, but also the economy, you know. And right now it's just a scary time for a lot of people.
Yeah, and you know what, Lon? We don't have anything to base this against. I mean, we don't have anything. We've never gone through anything like this. You know, maybe 9/11 would be close.
Agreed.
But then I think after the first few days, we realized that wasn't even in the ballpark. So, you know, man, you live, you learn about yourself and about life and people. And, you know, what I'm trying to do is just take the positives from it, man, because I know when this is over with, it should make us better people. It
yep.
should. And,
yep.
and I think we just got to be vigilant and follow what they ask us to do, and because that's all we can do. There's no magic pill or shot or anything like that, man. We're all dealing with it at the same time, so you got to make the most of it.
Yeah, and the other thing, Mike, I thought about is you do, and as humans, I think we try to look at the bright side sometimes of things, and how many people right now are spending great family time together? How many people are kind of getting things in order? You know how we live, Mike. We live 100 miles an hour, where at the end of the day, you're like, oh, man, I'd love to just be able to take a breath. Well, right now, we're getting that. And by the way, your buddy, yeah. Andrew is 13 today. It's his birthday today. So he's
holy
kind of,
cow.
He's
so
kind
he's
of bummed.
Through it too, huh?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, man, that there's so many things, like you mentioned family. You know, I know some guys that are like, man, you know, I thought I loved my family. I just realized I just kind of like them now after being around them so much, you know, because it's been an eye-opener, man, for so many reasons. Kelly Chase had one of the great ones today. He said he had a buddy who had washed his hands so much, he finally came up with a staff for a club he was in for about 4 years ago. Came up on his hand, you know. So there's been a lot of humor to this. I think that's been something that we still have to maintain and try and find some solace in it. There's been a lot of sadness, too. But
sure.
If you can wake up tomorrow or the next day and 3 years from now and just be able to say, you know, I lived through it, and that's an accomplishment. And it's also, I think, a second chance. I think we all hope we get a second chance in life, and I think we're all getting ours now. So what are you going to do with it, I think, is the next question.
That's a great way to put that, Mike.
Mike Claiborne, our guest. Claves, the big news of the day here in Champaign.
We're freaking out.
Kofi Coburn declares for the NBA draft. Yeah, people are kind of on edge here today.
I don't know why. He's a good player, and I think what the program has done this year was I think for some, I kind of expected them to kind of turn the corner. You know, I think Coach Underwood's done a phenomenal job. He's so feisty, man. And I just wish that he and that coach of Iowa would have had a little bit more quiet time together. Who knows? We might be still one of them might be getting on parole right about now, and the other would have been just coming out of the hospital. But the thing is, I want people to understand that he just applied for the draft. It's my understanding he hasn't signed with an agent.
Right.
And he's not the only kid in the country that's doing that. I know St. Louis U's got a couple of kids that are doing it. Missouri's got some kids that are doing it. And what I always remind people, most of these guys will be back in uniform next year, and I think Kofi will be one of them. I think he'll find out that, you know what, if he gets another year, his draft status will increase. Because I'm of the belief, if you're not a lottery pick, you're not in that first 15, then there's no reason for you to come out.
Yeah, it's tricky. And Mike, it's...
You can enhance your situation.
Sure.
From what I understand, he's not a lottery selection on anybody's board.
That is correct. And it's funny, Mike, because you know what even makes this even more desperate times, it seems, for an Illinois, or even I'll throw Missouri in this as well, because we all remember the heyday when Illinois and Missouri would meet in that bragging rights game, and both of them would be ranked. I mean, many years they were both ranked in the top 10, top 20
yeah.
for sure. And now you've got two programs that are just trying to become relevant again. And here Illinois finally gets footing. They finally become relevant. And then now we don't even have an NCAA tournament. And now you're talking about taking away Iowa and Kofi. And you can see where this isn't Kentucky or Duke, where you've been used to this and you've been to the NCAA tournament, you know, 12 straight years, and now a guy's going to leave early and you say, oh, that's too bad, but we're used to it. I think that adds to the stress of it, is the fact that Illinois fans especially feel like they're right on the cusp, and now all of a sudden you get the news today and it's like, oh.
No, I agree with you. You know, it's almost like when you get that kid that has a season-ending knee injury or something. And you know, your whole program is set back. But I think I wouldn't worry. I think he'll find out that, you know, he can be have greater value next year. You know, because he's got to play. And, you know, I just don't see why a guy thinks that, you know, it's going to work for him. And, again, he has the option to go back.
Sure.
I think that's one of the best things the NCAA ever did, is not leave these kids on an island like that once they declare. I'm sure there's some people in his ear trying to tell him this is a good thing. And I think as long as he doesn't sign with an agent, I think he'll be in good shape. And I think you can hope to see him going up and down the floor here in an Illinois uniform.
Let's go.
Clays, we could see Kofi back. We heard last night that we could see baseball back potentially in May in the Phoenix area. Having all the teams out there, not only at Chase Field, but their spring training facilities as well. Interested in your thoughts on that potential plan and just the movement towards potentially having baseball games on.
Well, I think we put the horse before the cart here, the cart before the horse. There's so many logistical issues about this that I don't think really works. You know, you're talking about housing, you're talking about catering food, you're talking about transportation, you're talking about, you know, families being separated for a long period of time, you're talking about how many people in baseball personnel in your organization are going to be there. You know, you have, I mean, how many broadcasters are going to be there? How many? What about the minor leaguers? Where are you going to put them?
Sure.
Where are they going to be? Because you're going to need some other players. So I think it's an interesting concept that I don't think we've heard enough about in order for me to buy into it. I commend them for trying to come up with some creative ways to get this game up and running in a safe manner, but I'm not sure if what I heard initially is going to be enough, because I think until I hear a lot more questions being asked, answered, I just think it's just somebody throwing something on the wall, throwing jello on the wall and trying to nail it through the wall. I just don't think it's going to stick.
Do you think it would be hard for the players to agree to something like that, not only to be away from their families, potentially at months at a time, to be all in that central location, or just, if there is the uncertainty or the unsafety potentially of all being grouped together?
You know what, that's a good question. And let's take the family card out of this for a minute, okay? There are a lot of people making greater sacrifices being away from their family
than
baseball players. And I don't want this to be a situation where we can't do it because I can't take my kid to school. I know a lot of people can't do that. And these kids more money than you and I and most of the people who come watch them play will ever see. So I'm not even putting the family card, I'm not even putting that on the table. I think there are other issues about who's going to be involved and who isn't, and how you're going to do things that I think are more pressing on why this is going to work. The other thing is this, you know, I know they're trying to do this under a bubble, so to say, but who gives Arizona the right to be able to do this? What about some other cities who feel like they can house it as well? I mean, I know Florida, you know, you spread out a little bit more. But, you know, this doesn't help the Chicago Cubs. This doesn't help the Cardinals. This doesn't help the Atlanta Braves. It doesn't help anybody but the state of Arizona.
That's a good point, Mike.
And you know, that's another issue. You know, I mean, we're playing games to get them on the air and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But bottom line is, people who work at the ballparks aren't going to get one quarter out of this. And, you know, well, they got to get back to work, too. So I would just say to them, it's a nice idea. Let's go back in a room and try and polish this thing up a little bit more where it can be a little bit more acceptable to more people than just on the surface that we see it now.
Mike Claiborne, KMOX, Cardinal Broadcast Team. And, Mike, you're kind of a guy. You're kind of the guy of the people. I mean, and what I mean by that, because I've seen it at Busch Stadium. I followed you into Busch Stadium once, and everybody was like, hey, Klebs, hey, Klebs, hey, Klebs, hi, Mike, hey, Klebs. I mean, it was just, and you're the one that, you know, from the guy or the lady in the elevator that takes you up to the person that sits there and watches your press pass to make sure you got it on, even though they know you now, to, you know, Dan McLaughlin and you and John Rooney and Mike Shannon and not to mention the players and John Mozeliak, et cetera. But it's just such a weird time right now. So what is it like knowing, Mike, that every year you spend so much time at Busch Stadium this time of year, and now you're not? And not just for the fact of the economics of it, but the friendship of it, because I would imagine there are so many people that you know at Busch Stadium. Well, I know you do. And now all of a sudden you're not even being able to see them. That's the thing that's killing me, is just saying, hi to people.
You're right. You know what? And you know, I miss it all. I miss the people. I even miss people I don't like. I don't know why. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's something we've been accustomed to doing. I mean, you know, I've been doing this since 1981, not wow. necessarily all with the Cardinals, but being in the, and, you know, there's certain things about certain times of the year that you miss, that you're missing. And, you know, it's something that we normally don't go through. And, you know, you're trying to figure out, well, how do we fix this? And I think about them and their well-being also, because they are somewhat of an extended family when you're around them for at least 81 days a year in postseason. And then you see them out on the street in a supermarket or somewhere else. And, you know, they're part of what we do. And, you know, I want to see them do okay as well.
Sure.
You know, some teams have said we're going to try and help those people out financially, and I commend them. I think it says a lot about the makeup of some of the athletes that we're seeing in pro sports that have said, hey, you know what, we'll do something. So I'll write out a check. You know, it says a lot about them. But at the end of the day, man, we just all want to be back together.
Yes.
You know, we just all want to be able to do what we've been accustomed to doing. And I don't know if that's going to happen like it used to, but we got to find something that gets us started. And what that is, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, man, and that first Cardinals baseball game that I go to, whether it's the very first one they play or whether it's the 50th game they've played and I finally get a chance to go down there, when I walk into Busch Stadium and I grab that beer and I sit down and see a sea of red, man, it is going to be maybe one of the best feelings I've ever encountered.
Yeah, I agree with you, Lon. You know, here's a question that I think we got to take into account. When that day gets here, and I don't know when it is, will it be like it used to be where I'm sitting next to somebody who I don't know? Am I wearing a mask? I mean, because there's going to be a lot of trust that's going to have to go into this before anybody goes to the ballpark. I told somebody yesterday, if you want to make sure people believe that over with, there's it all clear, you better get this Dr. Tony Fauci throwing out the first pitch at just about every ballpark in America to let everybody know it's okay.
That's a good point.
I mean, you're going to have somebody that people believe and respect.
Yep.
And know what he knows what he's talking about. So, hey, I'm signing up Fauci. We got bobblehead day for him. Whatever you want. Because once he walks in, he's going to give everybody the all clear that yep. it's okay to get back at the pool.
I totally agree. I had one. I don't want to keep you too long, Claves.
No, we got plenty of time, man. I'm here for as long as you need me.
Sweet. That's why I love Mike. All right, Mike Claiborne. I was going to ask you about, and I know this is something that we've thought about from the get-go, and when this all started to kind of panic the world, or the country, that is, not the world. It had already kind of panicked some of the world, and then it really started to kind of hit the United States. Isn't it amazing how when the NCAA tournament and the NBA and hockey, when they all said, you know what, we're shutting down, I think to so many people, that was the clue to, man, this is a lot more serious than I thought. Isn't it amazing, even though we know it, isn't it amazing how much sports plays into our life?
Yeah, you know what? It is truly the fabric of what we're all about. And, you know, I know that people say, well, I'm not a sports fan. I had a guy the other day that was at my house working on my TV, on my cable, and he said, well, I'm not a sports fan. And I just kind of looked at him like, okay, you know. I was like, you know, you might be the first person I've ever met like that. You seem normal. But then when he told me that, I was like, yeah, we better keep a real eye on this guy here. But my point being, it's amazing how the leadership of these respective leagues, and I'm going to give Adam Silver a lot, because he was the first guy that said, we're shutting it down.
Agree.
And he's had an incredible relationship with the Players Association and how they work in unison on a lot of issues. And when he said, no, we're not going to play anymore because we got too many people we need to be conscious of taking care of, that said all I needed to know because I knew it was real. And the other leagues followed. And I don't think they had a choice. You know, I wasn't surprised the NCAA was one of the last ones to buy in. As greedy as they are, that wasn't a surprise at all. But there's a lot of great minds in sports that have stepped up and tried to find a way to make this thing a viable venture for us to all be able to deal with. So it have an impact, man, unlike anything we ever see.
Yep.
Mike, I found myself last night watching a replay, Cardinals-Cubs in Wrigley in September, the game when DeJong and Molina go back-to-back off Kimbrel. Pretty enjoyable. Have you found yourself, there's a lot of old historical flashback games out there. Is that piquing your interest, or are you just hunkering down on Netflix?
You know, yes and no. You know, I'm a guy that, I was telling somebody this yesterday, that I want to see the games from previous generations and get my friends, kids to watch and get them out. You know, baseball wasn't invented when just when Albert Pujols was starting to play. You know, hockey has been around well before Alexander Ovechkin, and the NBA was alive and well before Steph Curry and some of the great players we have now. I like watching those games more than I like watching Game 6 of the World Series. You know, it's just I like watching how we got here.
Yes.
And some of the great players before that. I'll tell you what I've been riveted to, sports-wise. Peyton's Places.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen one yet.
It was on ESPN Plus, and ESPN decided to roll it out. Man, I didn't leave the couch on Saturday. I could not stop watching it because I didn't watch it on ESPN Plus. But, man, I started watching it, and it was so well done. And I guess you can find it, you know, on demand. But if you don't have anything going, and you don't even have to be an avid football fan. You just need to be a person that's willing to just kind of go back into the game and kind of see and learn a lot of different things. I tell you, it's the most rewarding thing I've seen on TV from a sports standpoint.
Klaibs, to go Cardinals-specific before I let you go, if they don't play baseball this year, is – Dylan Carlson any closer to being in the starting lineup on an opening day, which maybe he wasn't, maybe he was, this upcoming year if all was the same? Is Dexter Fowler's situation any different? What maybe changes specifically for the Cardinals? I know I'm asking you a hypothetical here, but yeah. What do you see there?
That's a good question. I think everything gets moved up. You know, Fowler, Carpenter being on the last year of a contract. And, you know, that's one of the other things on why the players, the owners decided to pay the players, because I think the owners looked around and said, wait a minute, we've got some dead weight players that we're still paying, and now we got to move them back, and we're going to have them for two more years instead of one more. Now, right. Well, let's go ahead and pay these guys, and maybe it helps us down the road. I think that next year, if we don't play, I think all bets are off on players who thought they had a job.
Yeah.
I think everybody have to go out and earn it. Obviously, you know, the players, you know, like Goldschmidt and people like that, you know, they don't have a problem. But I think, you know, when you think about guys like Fowler and you think about Carpenter and you think about players on other teams that are near the end of their contract, you know, you got to think about the future.
Right.
And you need to hit the ground running. And Dylan Carlson is a special player to me anyway. So I'm anxious to see him, but I would rather see him this year. Next year, but I think that there's going to be a different philosophical approach in the game, not just by the Cardinals, on how they assess players who are winding down contracts.
That's a great point, man. Mike,
I mean, you think about it. I mean, think about it. If you're in that situation and your future is with Dylan Carlson or Joe Schmo who's playing in San Diego or Pittsburgh, you know. That's the guy you need to be focused on because
right.
The guy who is at the end of his deal, there's not much more you can do for him because you've already made the decision that you don't want him back because you got somebody younger that you don't have to pay as much for one.
Yes, no doubt. And especially coming off a year where you don't make any money. If you're mm-hmm. the owners and such, now all of a sudden, I mean, they can't think like that. And I always said it's kind of weird to feel bad for billionaires and millionaires, but the point is, we all live to our means sometimes, and you know, if the owner's going an entire year without making any money, then I could see that the cheaper route definitely is something that they would explore next year.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that you're going to see some teams. And remember, different teams have different payroll payment structures. Some leagues have salary caps. Some teams have buyout clauses where they can buy a guy out and just move on. So I think each sport is going to have a different approach in how they deal with aging players and aging contracts. And it's going to be a very interesting way we view sports after we get through this mess.
Amen. Mike Claiborne, you're a model of fitness. Are you cooking at home a lot, or how are you
man,
going about
I'm doing
eating?
Everything, man. Yeah, I'm cooking at home. I go to the grocery store, man. I made a list of everything I'm not going to buy. You know, I can always make that up. So I don't bring any stuff in the house. You know, the wine consumption has gone up significantly.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, I have become a true connoisseur of that. But yeah, you know what, man? I cook maybe 4 or 5 days a week.
That's awesome.
Minimum.
Yep.
And, you know, I get creative, man. I got a little cookbook, man. And I, you know, try and play with this and play with that, man. And I'm having a lot of fun, but, man, I'm working my butt off
right.
to make sure that I don't become some behemoth when this is over with, man. I work too hard to lose weight and get in shape.
I know.
I'm not giving it all back. I think I've gained maybe a pound and
That's
a half.
That's awesome.
But I've been putting more muscle on more than anything else. I got to keep this 32-inch waist working, man.
Boom.
I'm trying to stay with that, man.
Well, you look great. I've never done more dishes and run my dishwasher more in my life than I have the last.
Well, my dishwasher has done more running than an Olympian. Okay,
right.
I mean, all this index finger can work where I can push start. You know,
boom,
go,
boom.
Now, you won't hear about me having dishpan hands.
Hey, man. Hey, you know what I would? You know what I could take right now, and then I got to let you go here because you got things to do. A Charlie Gito's lasagna right now sounds so good. Oh,
you know what? I have been yearning for a Chemo's, a Calzone. There's so many Ooh. Restaurants, and I call all my restaurant friends and just let them know I can't wait to see them. I'm thinking about them, and I can't wait for those days to come back, man. Mm. But everybody. You know, I know your gym is closed and this and that.
Sure.
Find something to do and get out and get a workout in. Like in my building, 5 laps around my building is a mile. I do 4 flights of stairs.
Sweet.
4 times, so that's 16 flights of stairs. And then I come back and knock it off again in the afternoon. My dog is ready for the Olympics when he's not asleep. So, you know, I'm getting a lot of work in. And, you know, and then I had this deal where I was trying to, I had a 48-hour quarantine, if you know what I mean. You can come over for 48 hours and maybe it's time to go.
Right. 48, that's pretty adventurous, 48.
48 hours, you know what, man? I think I could get through it for 48 hours. You know what, and if we really like it, go home for a day, and then maybe pick up another 48.
We'll try it again down the road. I love it. Mike Claiborne, you are the man. Our listeners love you. And, hey, I can't thank you enough, my friend. I thought of you, and I'm like, man, Claves would be the perfect guy to just shoot the bowl with here on the show. And, Mike, thank you so much.
You know how much you and your family mean to me and all the good folks there in Champaign-Urbana. So we've all kind of grown together, having
yeah.
a lot of fun. And you know what? This is what we have to do. This is what our business calls for us to be able to help out each other
yep.
and shoot the breeze, as you said, man, because none of us have an answer to this. We just have to roll with it.
Amen.
And the best way we can do is support each other and make sure we keep each other smiling.
Hey, and speaking of that, Claves Online still rolling, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Can I got
yes.
30 seconds.
I keep
so
listening to it. I want you to plug it.
Bracket Madness is what it's called. And so we decided we didn't have a basketball tournament. We had a tournament of 16 participants in 4 different categories. And it was must-watch movies, must-read books,
Ooh.
Binge-watching TV, and favorite sports, my all-time great sports moment.
Oh, I like it.
And you had things. You go online and you can see the results so far. We've had some major upsets. What it is, we got too many kids that think that...
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's some movies I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So go online, check it out. We're going to have a podcast with Tommy Pham that's coming up tomorrow.
Awesome.
We got a bunch of different podcasts with different people we've been doing for a long, long time. And so I would suggest anybody who has nothing to do, and most of you don't,
right,
check it out. Have some fun with it. Please get involved in the voting, because we've got some people that just don't get it, man. How the Sopranos was hanging on for dear life in
the third round,
I have no idea when you look at the competition. So by all means, claims online, claibsonline.com. Go check it out. And tomorrow, podcast with Tommy Pham, and I'm sure that's going to be interesting, to say the least.
Oh, I love listening to your interview style, Mike. It's just some of the best I've ever heard, and that's fun to listen to those interviews. So keep it up, my friend. And, Mike, thank you, sir.
Hey,
we'll be seeing you soon.
You guys stay in touch, man. Let me know. We'll do this again whenever you want to. It's not like I'm stacked with a bunch of stuff to do. I can only iron shirts and organize my closet so many more times. My house is as clean as a Marine barracks, so I mean, I'm good to go, man.
I love it. Mike, thank you, sir. We'll visit soon.
All right, fellas, have a great rest of your day, and to all your listeners, stay safe.
All right, buddy. Mike Claiborne, he is just a special man. There's no doubt about it. He is a special man and a guy that is so well-versed on just life. I mean, he's been and seen so much, Derek Piper. It's amazing. I hope everybody enjoyed that. I thought of Claves the other day. I'm like, man, he'd be perfect, because you can talk about nothing with Claves for 30 minutes.
And it was fun.
And he makes it fun, including the 48-hour quarantine. Oh, boy. only Claves. I love it, too. All right, next hour, somebody asked, have you guys already discussed Kofi? Yes, we did, but we're going to get more of it. We're going to do an hour of Illinois basketball talk next hour. Get your questions in, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. I want to ask Derek, you know, gut feel, do you think Kofi will stay in the draft? The good and bad about him making the decision today to enter the draft, what he's thinking about IO. We interviewed Sam Vecenie not long ago, who's kind of an expert at this. We'll let you know what he said about Kofi Coburn. So we'll really break that down and even look at Illinois without those two and what it would look like for next year. So a lot of that, and we'll take your questions as well next hour. So again, 359-2255. Speaking of the Cardinals, I want to tell you, listen to ESPN 93.5 Monday through Friday, 6:15, Saturday at 6, and Sunday at noon for the Cardinals Classic 2011 replay. The Cardinals Network will be airing games from August 25th of the 2011 season through Game 7 of the World Series. We'll also have this on our live stream online through StevieJay.com. That's StevieJay.com. You'll see the Listen Live button at the top. Just click on it. Baseball may be halted, but you can relive the excitement of the end of the 2011 season right up to the World Championship win right here on ESPN 93.5.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
So you're stuck at home and want to do some painting. Well, with their supply of both Benjamin Moore and PPG paints, Nix Paints is the area's premier painting supply store. You can view the products at BenjaminMoore.com. Once you've picked it out, call Nick, 356-5711. You can also email your order to NixPaints@gmail.com. Nick will deliver it to your doorstep for free without getting near you. They're open at John and Randolph, but you don't have to come in. Visit NixPaints.com for more information. And let's go paint something.
Hi, I'm Ryan, one of the owners at CU Under Construction and CU Services. like to take a moment to thank the community for all the work that you had us do on your remodel, commercial, and residential properties. We would also like to inform you of all of the services that we provide. At CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services, we truly want to make your home our top priority. If you are planning a project or just needing any mechanical services, check us out at CUUnderConstruction.com, where we are building better together.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at RoofDoctorsCo.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529. You're listening.